This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Hi, very good morning to you, Johnny, and quite an early evening over at my end over here in Singapore.
Indeed, it's going to be a busy week ahead. Before we talk about what is to come, can you tell us the state of the markets at the moment? I know there is renewed hope of some sort of ceasefire agreement making progress between the United States and Iran, and markets are reflecting that.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at over the weekend, let's talk about the weekend first. Over the weekend, there was this potential second round of negotiation talks between US and Iran. But however, on late Saturday, Trump decided to actually call it off, and he recalled back his envoys, kind of eradicating that second peace talk that's going to be held over the weekend. So that was the expectation on Friday. But however, in early Asia session today, there was this news flow coming out from Axios stated that Iran has given US a new proposal. So in this new proposal is being mediated or being what you call passed on by Pacistan, I think as a middleman. So part of this report stating that one of the ways is to find a resolution to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. And that particular proposal includes postponing the nuclear negotiation. So we know that the nuclear part of the deal, which is a thorny issue where the Iranian side do not want to give up their uranium and as well as their nuclear ambitions. And they stated that whatever their nuclear development is for civilian use rather than military use. So with this split of this new proposal that is being advocated by Iran, that created a risk-on behavior as we are speaking right now, stretching from the early start of the Asia session at 9 a.m. Singapore time all the way to London session as we are speaking. So what we could see right now is a slew of green in the major benchmark stock indices, where the Nikkei 225 rose to fresh all-time high, gaining by 1.4% today. And we also start to see a marginal gains on the Hang Seng indices, the China A shares benchmark market. And we also have the South Korea KOSPI index up by 2.4%. And if you to look at the European stock indices today, also right now, as we're speaking, all of them are in the green. The Euro stocks 600 is up by 0.4%. And the FTSE is up by 0.2% marginally.
And as I said, Kelvin, it's a busy week ahead, particularly for global central banks, starting with the Bank of Japan tomorrow.
Yes. So what we could see over here is that for tomorrow Bank of Japan meeting, very unlikely that the Bank of Japan will introduce another interest rate hike. So just a quick recall that the Bank of Japan is an outlier from the other central banks. Talk about 2 years ago, they are now trying to actually move into a normalization monetary policy, where in the last, since the great financial crisis in 2008, they have been embarking a rather dovish monetary policy. So ever since about 2 years ago, they're now trying to eradicate that zero negative interest rate policy that they have. So what market is expecting right now is that it's a push down the road. So before the start of the US-Iran war on the 28th of February, market is looking for the month of April for the Bank of Japan to gradually increase their interest rate hike by another 25 basis points. So that will bring up the cash policy rate, which is at 0.75% now, to 1%, all right, over here. So that's a 25 basis point increase. So what we could see right now is that that has been pushed back. So if you look at the short-term interest rate swap market in Japan, they're only pricing about, 7% chance of an interest rate hike. So market is now looking for the hike to come in somewhere around in June. So unless that we start to see some form of resolution between US and Iran because of that stagflation fear that is still lingering in the global markets right now. So I do believe believe that the Bank of Japan may continue to err on the cautious side of the thing, but market will be paying very close attention to the quarterly outlook report that they're going to release as well tomorrow together with the decision outcome. So no change on the rates, but market will be paying very close attention. Would there be a further downward revision in the growth forecast? So bearing in mind that, let's have a quick recap. What was the previous quarterly we call it projection made in the month of January when they last released the report? So this January, BOJ actually upgraded their quarterly outlook, especially on their core inflation rate forecast that is excluding fresh food and energy. So previously for the fiscal year of 2026, they upgraded their core CPI rate to 2.2% from 2%, and they also upgraded the fiscal year 2027 core inflation rate to 2.1% from 2%. So there could be a chance that if further revision of these rates could be also be released tomorrow on the latest quarterly report, given the fact that energy prices right now has been gradually increasing on the upside. So we know that energy prices tends to has a ripple effect on other component within the CPI basket. So there could be a chance that a BOJ could revise further their inflation forecast, which is the core CPI rate for both the FY 2026 and FY 2027. So in a previous quarterly outlook, the FY 2027 real GDP growth was revised downwards from 0.8% from the previous forecast of 1%. And given the risk of this US-Iran war that is still kind of fluid right now, so there could be a chance that Bank of Japan may do a further downward, we call it a downgrade on real GDP growth for FY 2027 and even for FY 2026, which is this year. So previously, FY 2026 real GDP growth in Japan was upgraded slightly from 0.7% forecasted in the October report to 1%. So this 1% rate may get downgraded as well slightly given what we are facing right now in the Middle East. So that's something to look out for, especially as a point of monetary policy guidances that could actually be implied from the latest forecast from this Bank of Japan quarterly outlook. So that being said, potentially we may see the dollar yen that is continues to trade within a very big sideways range going forward. So bear in mind that last week we have various Bank of Japan officials coming out doing a bit of verbal intervention, especially one that come out very strongly from the finance minister herself. So she did mention that authorities from US and Japan are watching very closely the movement of the dollar yen, indicating her displeasure of the yen weakening further beyond 160. So very quickly, if you look at the dollar yen rate, yes, last week it almost tried to hit the 160 mark again. So it printed a high last week at 159.85 before trading lower today at 159.15. So I reckon the dollar yen could actually trade in a big sideways range between 150, which is being supported by the 50-day moving average. But on the top side, we may start to see a risk of intervention from Japanese authorities when it tries to probe above the 160 handle level.
Following the BOJ, we're going to get the latest from the Federal Reserve on Wednesday, which will in fact be Jerome Powell's last.
Yes. So basically, we have a slew of central bank meeting this week. So for Wednesday, yes, for sure, we have the Fed. So I believe that Jerome Powell himself will not do anything much drastic movement. So I reckon that he will still paint a rather balanced picture going forward in his press conference as well. So market right now is for sure 100%, looking for 100% chance that the Fed funds rate will maintain the same at this 3.5% to 3.75%. So what it could be no significant impact on the way Powell will portray himself going forward, given that this is his last meeting. So I do not believe that he will rock the boat. So paving the way for the new Fed chair, which is Kevin Warsh. So very likely he will hem the Fed going forward in May. So the next big meeting will be in June, given the fact that we have a new Fed chairman and also the new dot plot. So right now, unless Powell surprised the market, which I don't think he will do so given his way of operation in the past. So for now, market is still looking for no interest rate cut in the upcoming meeting on Wednesday and even in June itself. So the pendulum could change under the new chairman, Kevin Warsh, when see him the Fed in May, and especially going forward in June, where the Fed will also release the latest dot plot. So right now, market is only looking for a higher chance for the interest rate cut to come in only the later part of next year, so which is somewhere around June to July, where we start to see a 60% chance of an interest rate cut then. So moving on, we will have the Bank of England and as well as ECB itself over here. So what market participants are looking at, especially for Bank of England and ECB, there could be a hawkish hold. So there could be much more jawboning from the Bank of England and ECB officials. Yes, they will keep rates the same, but they could actually evoke certain hawkish remarks stating that they'll be on guard for elevated rise in the cost of living, especially if they start to mentioning the current situation going back in time during the COVID supply chain squeeze that has been reinforced by the Russia invasion of Ukraine in 2020.
And finally, Kelvin, we're going to have the mega cap earnings from the United States.
Yes, precisely. So this is very important for traders that are looking at the US stock market. So we know that the NASDAQ 100 has been leading the fort since the recovery of the US stock market about 5 to 6 sessions ago, where the NASDAQ 100 managed to surge a fresh all-time high. And if we to look at the current situation right now, all this has been driven by AI optimism. So for sure, on Wednesday and Thursday, we see a slew of mega cap technology releases that are part of this AI related team play. Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta, they will be reporting their earnings result after the close on Wednesday, 29th of April, which is after the close of the US session. So market participants will be looking at their earnings guidance, and most importantly, how much are they continue to spend on AI infrastructure. And lastly, will be on Thursday, Apple will also report their earnings. So that will be on after the close of the US session on Thursday, 30th of April. So market will be looking at going forward, how Apple will transform itself. So we know that the current CEO, Tim Cook, has decided to step down and he will pass on the reins, his CEO, to a person who is much more coming from an engineering background. So any particular forward guidance that try to transform Apple into a much more AI play, perhaps using AI embedded a new model of iPhone, that could create a bit of we call it volatile movement either on the upside or downside for the Apple share price in the after hours trading when Apple made this earnings announcement at the close of the US session on 30th of April, where market will be paying very close attention to their forward guidance that could actually has a significant influence on Apple share price going forward, at least in the near term.
Very interesting. Kelvin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.